You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Ununoin is with us once again this morning, and no one loves a good cultural contradiction like Brian. And this morning, he's a bit hot and bothered about the weather.
And a very good morning to you all. I used to live in the Middle East in a place called Dubai, and it's a strange place, Dubai, because it's made up almost entirely of expats. In other words, legal employees from all over the world. I worked there as a teacher, and although I did make a few bucks, I always felt like I was prostituting my services. Deep down, I suppose I knew I would never really settle there. I never had any sense of belonging there. And yes, I probably did feel like a hooker while I was working there. At least I was a high-class hooker, huh? But I do remember that while I was living in Dubai, we Westerners, we'd often try and get a suntan, especially just before we came back to Europe. Meanwhile, of course, the natives of Dubai, they lived in mortal fear of getting a tan. Oh, heaven forbid. No, they would avoid the sun like the proverbial plague. Oh, heaven forbid that they should have their skin darkened. Pale skin was a cachet of beauty and breeding. So while I didn't really agree with them wanting to avoid the sun, I could understand their motives. Well, somewhat. Which brings me to ye lot, the Yanks. As you know, nothing fascinates me more than the contradictions in cultures. And ye seem to have this really weird relationship with the great outdoors. Huh? Like, I've seen high school kids out training for football in soaring temperatures in the 90s. People love to hunt, people love to fish, and they love to grill. And you've got all these fabulous outdoor activities that are hugely appreciated round here. So why is it that people seem to be averse to being outdoors simply for the pleasure of being outdoors? Let me put it to you like this. I see patio furniture on people's front porches a lot, but almost nobody actually uses the patio furniture. It's like the patio furniture is like potted plants or something. The patio furniture is put there purely for decorative purposes. I very, very, very rarely see people sitting outside their homes, reading the newspaper or listening to the radio or having a coffee. And in fact, if you do see people sitting outside their homes, invariably it's black people. And often it's poor black people who sit outside their homes. You have a very bizarre relationship with the outdoors. And I know there are bugs out there, of course I do. But like in spring and in autumn, when there are far fewer bugs about, I seldom see people availing of the glorious weather by simply sitting outside, taking in a beautiful day, kicking back, relaxing. They say youth is wasted on the young, and I sometimes wonder if the beautiful weather we get here is simply wasted on ye, because you don't want to get out there and just soak it in. Why can't you just bask in some of those glorious, balmy days that we get now and again? Huh? No, rather than relax and enjoy it, ye'd rather crank up the mower, crank up the leaf blower, crank up the strimmer, and make some horrendous noise. Speaking of crank, maybe I'll just go outside and sit down for a little bit, shall I? Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Ununoin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.